Welcome to another powerful show of prophetic revelation and insight. Straight Talk with Wayne, your daily source of prophetic revelation, prayer, and the Christian news that you need. As part of thesecondadam.com, Pastor Wayne invites you to listen, enjoy, and share these anointed messages of hope and glory.
One of the struggles I see when I'm coaching people and helping people through ministry, through business, are limited beliefs. These are beliefs that we have adopted from education, from environment. These are beliefs that were taught to us. You know, and these limiting beliefs can be kind of universal. Oh, money is bad. Only evil people have money. It can also be a limited belief on what you're capable of doing. If someone says you can do this, you'll never amount to anything. Or maybe because of experience, you've had failed relationship after failed relationship. Maybe you've had one job that didn't work after another job that didn't work. And so you get this belief system that that's just the way it is. Now, I'm going to go through a couple things here really quick. When we work with someone one-on-one in a coaching, we map out these limited beliefs and I teach you how to consciously and unconsciously and even spiritually like impeach those beliefs, basically eradicate those beliefs. It's got to be done though. It's got to be done consistently. It's got to be done in a method that works, because when you believe something for years upon years upon years, it becomes part of who you are. Basically, if you can imagine a tree being planted, the soil is the reason that the plant exists, right? It has to have the soil. Well, the soil holds up the entire plant and it protects it and it gives nutrients and growth and stability and support. Well, your beliefs are that soil. Okay, so what you believe, when you believe something, everything comes from that belief. Your belief in Christ Jesus will dictate how you walk out life. And important here, how you believe, what you believe about Jesus. Do you believe he's the Savior? Do you believe he's your Redeemer? Do you believe he's your Provider? Okay, then if that's true belief, not just words, then you will begin to walk in that. And when I say walk in that, what I mean is you'll begin to experience that and walk in that on an unconscious level, which will give you faith and it will provide the footsteps ahead of you, the pathway ahead of you to succeed. So, but let's talk about limited beliefs. Number one, you got to be able to recognize them. You got to spot the beliefs and your limiting self-talk. Now, a lot of self-talk is, you know, I can't do this. I've never been able to do this. I always do this. Okay, you got to spot when you are using negative self-talk. And then we're going to change. Now, we'll do more of this inside of our coaching program, but how do we modify that? How do we modify the way that literally our brain sees, hears, processes that information? And then we're going to continue to add new beliefs in, okay? If you believe life is going to be hell and then one day you'll be raptured, that's okay. That's your belief. But what if you believe, hey, no, I've been here. I've been sent here for a purpose, to take dominion, to call heaven unto earth now, on this earth, on my journey into heaven. Amen. Okay. So your beliefs and your limited beliefs will dictate your life. So let's work on those. Let's work on those. So, and limited beliefs come in several forms. How you compare yourself to others. The sin of comparison, I say, that is so powerful. We compare ourselves to our neighbor. We compare ourselves to our coworkers. We compare ourselves to people that we maybe attend church with. That's one. Then we worry about status or hierarchy. Status change. People, listen, this is very important. Marketers understand this. That's why they sell you the Apple phone. That's why they sell you the Tesla. That's why they sell you the Coach, Gucci, whatever. Status in the way people perceive you. So hierarchy or status is very important. If you will, in fact, this is taught in business and taught in sales. If you show someone how it will something will elevate their status, they will move towards it. If you show them how it could hurt their status, then they'll move away from it. Okay? So we do this unconsciously. And we worry about what people think about us, when only the one that matters is Christ Jesus. Third, so number one, sin of comparison. Number two, worrying about others. Number three, engaging in negative self-talk about our own capability. Hey, I don't think I can do this, but God says all things are possible. Does that make sense? I don't know if I'll ever overcome the sickness, but God says you're healed. So engaging in negative self-talk about the capability to change your life. And then, of course, there's self-judgment, self-doubt. So we have to recognize that, yeah, but I can't do this. I get it, but that's not possible for me. Hey, that might work for some people, but notice your self-talk there, okay? Once you've made a list of your self-talk, and this is just something you do without judgment, just notice that you go throughout the day, wow, why did I say that? Take pen and paper, write it out. Why did you say that? Then I'm going to give you really quick here, 5 questions to help you overcome some of those beliefs. Okay? All right. Number one, do I know an exception to this? Like, I can't do this. Do you know someone who did? Do you know someone that has started that ministry, has started that business, did lose that weight, did overcome a sickness? Is there an exception? Okay? God is a respecter of no person. Okay? Is this belief helpful or is it limiting my life? Is this belief helpful or is this belief limiting my life? Number three, is this belief letting me take responsibility for my life? Or is this belief causing me to be a victim or look at it from a victim mentality? Okay. Number four, what would the enemy say to me? What would Satan say? What would or are the demons saying to you? Is that the belief system you want to hold? And number five, most importantly, what does the word of the living God say about you? What is the Holy Spirit whispering into your ear? What is he telling you that's possible? Amen? Amen. You can do it. You can do more. I know you can. I know that I've been called to help you. I've been called to help you achieve all that you can be. I know that's my calling, and I'm here to help. So we're going to go deeper into this. I pray this podcast is good. I want to keep this short, so I want you to go back. Here's my request. Here's my assignment as your coach. Go back and listen to this podcast again. Take notes this time. If you took notes, take notes again. All right? Does that make sense? Are you with me? Are you going to do it? Okay. It's called taking responsibility. So go take notes. Recognize all that God has for you. Number two, if you are open to discovering more about life coaching and how we can coach and how we can help, then go to what God has called me to do. If you think, hey, maybe this could be for me, if you've considered hiring a coach, changing your life, then go to PastorWayneSutton.com or TheSecondAdam.com. And on the front page, there will be the information. I pray this has been a blessing to you. I honor you. And I believe in you because I believe in the Christ within you. God bless.
Thanks for joining us for Straight Talk with Wayne. Do you need prayer, counseling, or personal prophetic ministry? Then go to thesecondadam.com for more information. And be sure to sign up at yourprophecynews.com for the latest updates, free resources, and prophetic news. God bless.